Phil Hendry.
I don't know what the justification is for 50,000 of the present.
Attorney General Holder yesterday said the administration wants to reinstitute the assault weapons ban.
We will end no-bid contracts that have wasted billions in Iraq.
The aircraft, the Boeing 737.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Keep your shirts on, boy.
Yeah.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch. Now, I know that might, create strange bedfellows, but I never had a problem with being in bed with, well, I have with fellows, I guess, although I ain't like,
You're homophobic.
That's it, bud, I'm homophobic. Anyway, welcome back to the program, the show, but there's still tons and tons and, oh, goody, goodness gracious, we got our Loon Alert. Wait till you hear tonight's Loon Alert. Some bitch, and when I say B-I-T-C-H, I mean a guy. Some little bitch screaming. And he thought he was going to get it YouTubed, I think. Or maybe he thought he was going to get the right moment YouTubed. Well, guess what? The wrong moment got YouTubed. And you're fresh out of friends, Ace. So we're going to have that. We're also going to be talking this hour. Certainly we'll have the stories that we couldn't get to if there's anything that we didn't get to tonight. And it seems to me like there's been a lot, man. But we will get to as much as we can before the stuff that we couldn't get to. Confused? Thank you. First off, I want to answer the Twitter question. The question of the night was, what do you think about high school students go down on spring break to Mexico? Now, as we've said time and time again, there's a difference between an adult of 18 and older and a kid. What is the difference? Well, it is a legal difference of age of majority. When you're 18, you are now an adult and you can go and do thus and so. And have fun and have a great life and enjoy yourself. When you're a kid, you're a kid. Some people are probably saying, yeah, we get that, Phil. Oh, really? I don't, because I'm telling you, every time I turn around, read a newspaper, read a website or something, I'm looking at somebody saying, well, my son at the age of 4 has a right to wear Bush is a war criminal on his T-shirt. And I don't see where, look, Dad, Mom, we know where you're coming from politically. We know you're using your little tyke as a walking billboard because your own lives are so miserable, because you have no other outlet for your so well-informed opinion that you slap it on a T-shirt, stick it on your kid. He goes to school. The teacher says, you know, this is not really appropriate for a 4-year-old. And you go, well, it's his constitutional right. You're not talking about his rights. You're talking about yours. Having said that, what do I think of high schoolers going to Mexico? I don't know. What do you think of any child going to Mexico with a chaperone, a whole bunch of kids and a chaperone going to Mexico? Now, I love Mexico, and I'm here to tell you I've been to Mexico many, many, many times, going all the way back to my halcyon youth. And I'm here to say that there's only a couple of things you can do in Mexico, man, and they're fun. You can slam back the tequila shots. You can have some beers and dance the night away. You can frolic in the surf. The beach is down there. The beauty of the country is unequaled. And bring along a friend and have yourself a good time in the hotel room. I would not recommend making friends down there. It's just, first of all, the cops, even in a good year, the cops down there. So in other words, this is an adult's playground, Mexico. Now, if you've got kids with their parents and you're going down on a family vacation, but I'm talking about saying, oh, okay, Junior, what is that? All the kids are going, and I want to go too, and everything, and you're going to make me look like a turd if I don't, and, oh, well, okay, honey, I don't want to limit your expression. People did that to me. I want you to flower as a youth, and this and that, and something else, okay? Now, this is a disaster waiting to happen, and I happen to know, through personal contact, that young people going to Mexico with a quote-unquote chaperone have been involved in incidents of violence, have had run-ins with the gendarme.
What's that?
Cops.
In France?
Don't do it, man.
What do you mean by gendarme?
I mean a cop, okay? So that's a French word for a cop. They've had, it's not a place. Like, for instance, if you send your high school kids on a field trip to whatever the hell, Bryce Canyon or something, and they've got teachers, and oh, look at the birds, and everything's beautiful, and the kids are together, and you know where they are, and you know this is a legitimate learning experience for young people. Mexico, spring break? What the hell is going on anyway? What has happened? You don't send children out of the country. For God's sake, I wouldn't send them out of the country for a summer vacation. Now, if they've turned 18 and they have the legal right to go wherever the hell they want to go, then that's where that's at, and I am not talking about taking that right away from them. But I'm telling you, and I may be alone, there's a difference between a high school student and a college student. High school students are college students, screaming to get out of a high school student's body. But in that high school student body, they will stay until they're 18. Spring break visits to Mexico for high school students? When did this start? What is that about? I don't understand. Well, they see the older kids. Well, great. I found a condom in my brother's stuff when I was sneaking through it one time, which is what younger brothers do. I was always digging through my brother's stuff, seeing what cool stuff he had, right? And I'm finding condoms and this and that. Next thing you know, I'm going to be knocking on my dad's door. I mean, it wasn't done back then. Maybe it's done now. Maybe my old man and my mom could have come up to me and said, here you go, son. Here's a whole box of them. Have at it. Well, how do you use them? That's it's your problem. Maybe there's a lot of stuff that the older kids do that the young kids don't get to do. Guess what? That's just the way it is. I'm telling you, if you don't know, and I'm sure that there are plenty of people that could say, oh, we sent our kids to Mexico and it was just wonderful. Okay, fine. I am asking a question that I think is a valid question. Why? What's the story here? What's the point of sending high school, allowing groups of high school kids to go to Mexico with their so-called chaperones? And forgive me, but that's exactly what they are, so-called, because believe me, you don't know. You don't know. No problem, but corralling, I don't know whether it is 50 high school kids to try to get them to do everything that you want them to do, and you don't exactly have the authority of age yourself, if you know what I mean, I would say is a pretty steep mountain to climb. I'm telling you, I think it's the height of irresponsibility. Not only that, forget the irresponsibility argument. It's as ignorant as it gets. Let's start treating kids like kids. I know that we're in a big fat rush to sexualize them, to give them all of the constitutional quote-unquote rights that adults have. Next thing you know, we're going to lower the freaking drinking age to 6. Because, after all, a lot of these parents, these losers, these baby boom Gen X parents who are sitting around drinking by themselves, don't they deserve to have a drinking partner? Who likes to drink that? Who wants to slam that Jim Beam back alone, huh? High school kids are kids. Sending them to Mexico on a spring break so they can feel like they're all grown up is only something to pacify their ever, developing egos. It's only something to pacify their ever awakening sense of the world, which hasn't completely awakened yet. It's playing to their limited view of life and saying, well, I know that you can only see this far, but let me go ahead and agree with you. You ought to be able to see that far. Well, they don't. It's a kid. And I'll say it again. As I said, through personal contact, I know there is violence. All you got to do is say the wrong thing enough times down in Mexico to the wrong guy. The Mexican people are the sweetest people in the world. But like any country, they have people down there that'll take only this much crap. And if some mouthy-off little punk, 16, 17 years old, wants to show exactly just how many chest hairs he's been able to sprout in the last couple of weeks since he left school to, Deanna or Crystal or Tiffany, he's going to wind up getting curb bite. They're kids. Treat them like kids. Keep them home. Take them someplace with yourself or with other family members for the spring vacation. You can stay at home. You can swim in a lake. You can do cornball crap like charades, whatever. Let them be kids. Mexico is for the college students. Let them throw up in the gutter. They know how to do it. They've had a lot of experience. And by the way, when a college kid gets into trouble with the cops down there, he's on his own, man. He can't call you up and say you got the bail money. Yeah, but guess what? I personally don't want to let loose of it right now, okay? I got a couple of other things I want to do with that bread. All right, here's a Twitter mention, a tweet from Twitter. My senior trip was to Cancun 10 years ago. You had to be 18. Now with the situation in Mexico, I wouldn't go now. Oh, yeah, there's kidnappings, too. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I was one of those cartel cats and I saw some big, fat, juicy, ripe American teenager worth about, oh, let's say a cool 100 grand, I'd take a shot.
Yeah, I'll bet you would, a big, fat teenager.
Why, you dirty little... Turn that dirty. All right, first family decides on a White House dog. Holy God, we finally got... The Obamas have decided on a dog. They've bought the dog. They're going to love the dog until death do it part, or I'll be doggone, man. The Obama family has decided on the dog. Michelle Obama tells People magazine they're looking for, or they were looking for a Portuguese, or they are working looking for a Portuguese water dog. Okay, so that's what they want.
Yeah, they ain't got it yet, but they want to get it. But they ain't got it.
All right, they ain't got it, but they want to get a Portuguese water dog. How do we know that's a dog and not a rodent or something? Anyway, they like the dog's size, not too big, not too small, firm, fully packed, as well as its sweet temperament, and most importantly, the fact that it's hypoallergenic. 10-year-old Malia has pet allergies. The target date for the new first family member is sometime in April after the Obama girls' spring break. They plan on going to Mexico with a chaperone, and they're, speaking of that, you remember the Bush twins, right? So... they were old enough. Anyway, the family hasn't picked a name yet, but Mrs. Obama's apparently vetoed suggestions of Frank and Moose. Now, here is Bloomberg News' Margaret Carlson telling Keith Oberfuhrer that unlike the Bush family, the Obamas will pick up after their dog.
But the dog is shovel-ready in that Michelle Obama made a point of saying that the girls will be taking care of the dog. They will be... have their own scoops and will be going around with plastic bags picking up. They'll be doing the scoop the poop. Unlike, by the way, Barney, the Bushes had people to go around after Barney.
She's definitely a tramp. She's just nasty.
All right. Thanks a lot. Kind of a little gratuitous shot there on the Bushes. See, that's how scum-ridden those people are. They had people picking up dog crap. They didn't do it themselves. So just one more reason. Oh, boy. You know what, Oberfuhrer? I don't know who's running out of material faster, you or O'Reilly. All right, our number 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Coming up next, the Loon Alert and your phone calls, 1-800-449-8255. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry.
Time out for the Loon Alert on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is pretty funny, to be honest with you. It's funny for a lot of reasons. This is a student at an Ann Coulter event. And, you know, not that's got anything to do with it, but it's obviously was protesting that Ann Coulter was at this college, okay? Anyway, Ann Coulter is appearing at some college. It was a college of New Jersey. And here is Michael Tracy, the vice president of the College Democrats. And he is reacting to being placed in handcuffs by police. Now, listen to his reaction, and then we'll tell you whether, in point of fact, there was any real police brutality. Wait a minute. Maybe I don't need to tell you, you know. There's that school. There's the Stanislavski School, and then there's that kind of broad New York stage acting, and then there's, you know, the high school play. You wouldn't have said that, and his girlfriend is, you know, so...
I'm back.
Oh, for God's sake, dude. So anyway, this guy is like, you know, the cops are, you know, he wants to make it sound like the cops are beating him up. There's two students that were with a group called NewJersey.com and amateur videographers, Alex Zidane and James Quayle, and they videoed this thing. And it apparently doesn't show any real blatant police brutality. Now, The video shows College of New Jersey student Michael Tracy on the ground and screaming as officers attempt to arrest him following a speech by Ann Coulter last week. The video does not show Tracy being wrestled to the ground. No violence is evident, and Tracy's not struck in the footage, which begins with him already on the ground and officers kneeling over him. One officer's leaning across Tracy, his shin over Tracy's neck as the officers and another cop try to pry Tracy off the feet of a chair. Get off my head, he screams. Get off my head. The officers manage to pull Tracy's hands away and handcuff them. Applause can be heard at the end of the footage. Now, today there was a scheduled event to protest the actions of the police. However, and here's where our Loon Alert comes in. There had been a scheduled event to protest the actions of police, but just minutes before students were set to gather today in support of Tracy, the junior said, quote, he has no intention of filing a lawsuit against police, as he indicated he would do. His comments came one day after the amateur video of his arrest surfaced on numerous news outlets. With the threat of rain overhead this morning, 16 Tracy supporters showed up at the demonstration meant to draw attention to the case. Among them were political science professors and Tracy supporter Daryl Fair, who said he had not seen the video, but he's still very concerned, and he's kind of stupid. And, oh, come on, will you, dude? I mean, if there's police brutality, we want to know about it. You know, this trivializes people that may be victimized by cops' excessive use of force because your little bitch ass is screaming, wanting to attract attention to the, the bitches for Democrats or whatever you're a member of. You don't like Ann Coulter? Hey, a lot of people don't like Ann Coulter. Frankly, after the last interview I did with her, where she's trying to push her freaking book instead of answering my questions, I ain't got much use for her. But, dude. This was actually a sexual performance. You hear the woman? You hear that woman going, oh, come on. Listen to this. Dude, have you heard the term, don't tase me, bro, don't tase me? I mean, you understand that that didn't play either.
Get off my head.
Step back, please.
Now, would you say get off my head if, for instance... I'm just kidding. All right, so there it is. That's Michael Tracy. Let the name, you know, ring long and loud down the hallowed halls of higher education. Michael Tracy screaming like a Girl Scout there, and nobody's doing anything to him. That's cool. Nice try, though, brother. Nice try. Nice try. Nice try. In other news, Vivid's sordid plans for Octomom. That's right. You know the name Nadia Octomom Suleiman. That's what they're calling her now. Vivid Entertainment offered her $1 million to star in a pornographic video. Now Fox News has learned the disgusting details of what they wanted Octomom to do. They wanted Suleiman, who gave birth to octuplets in January, to have sex in 8 different scenes with 8 different men. Oh, my God in heaven. Are you kidding me? They wanted her to have... Wow. Anyway, the number 8 is obviously heavily associated with her, so we would like to work with that, Vivid CEO Stephen Hirsch told Fox News. But we would really love just to sit down and talk with her, and maybe that's what that kid was screaming about. Maybe whatever was on his head. Might have been Octomom. I'm kidding around. And now the very first video of Octomom. Come on, Bob, it ain't that bad. We're paying you. Oh, come on. Back up. Octomom, bring her into the scene now. Now, Michael, you will be performing with Octomom. Oh, grow up. Come on. Better get off his head. Anyway, Hirsch says Suleiman has received their offer and is considering it. Man, that's funky. I mean, you got to get some Miller High Life in this funky joint. Oh, come on. She's struggling financially, and this is a woman who wants to provide for her kids, said Hirsch as he thumbed his oily mustache. This way, she can hold her head high and not be using taxpayers' money to support her family. So, all right, Michael, we've got Michael Tracy, the kid from the college, you know, and we're going to have you have the sex scene here with Octomom. She's coming into the room. Dude, she hasn't even touched you yet, man. All right, coming up here in a world-famous Phil Henry. So that's the disgusting news that I apologize for that. Coming up, Holder hints at ending the DE raids on weed. And check us out at twitter.com/realphilhendry. That's twitter.com/realphilhendry. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Man, that's no good. No good.
The wrong music, bud.
Well, I like it anyway, don't you?
No, I don't like it. Get the right music on there.
You don't like Santana.
Who is Santana? That's Santana.
No, it's not. This is Hooray for Hollywood.
Will you let me do this? Santana. This is the, it's time now for the, now I forget. It's time now for...
World According To.
World According To. Santana. That's the name of a town, man. Anyway, here is our World According To. We have Mr. Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very, very faintly.
Sir, let me just turn the music down. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. I could not hear you a moment ago because there was the retarded gentleman that answered the phone.
Yeah, that's Bud, and he's fine. He's not retarded. It's just that he had an accident.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand. I didn't know when I first spoke with him. I thought he was mildly retarded.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not mildly retarded. All right. Are you mild? Do you have a mild case of ED?
Will you just shut up and let me do this?
What did he say?
Nothing.
Well, you know what? I don't need to ask what he said because I heard it. Do I have a mild case of ED? Let me tell you something, son. When I do anything, I go 100%. Which I know that makes me sound stupid. That I've got I don't mean to say I've got 100% ED, but I don't, there's nothing mild about me.
I understand. You don't have to respond to him.
So you're saying you got a 100% ED?
No, I didn't say that either.
Let me ask the questions. You get out of here. Take those empties out of here. What the hell is that? Mambo malt liquor. Oh, man.
It's good.
Well, I tell you, I'm very sorry, but I don't like it when I already had an argument with him. I asked to go to speak to you, and he said that I couldn't. And
I know, because I was on the air, and he's told to say that. Did he put you on hold?
Well, I heard some noises, and when I spoke, no one said anything.
That would probably be hold. I don't know. You're supposed to be able to hear the program, and I apologize for any of that. And we're on the air right now, and I thank you very much for being with us.
And you said that you allow him to drink Mambo?
I don't allow him to drink Mambo. He comes in here with his quart bottle of Mambo. Can we just forget about that, and can we talk about this?
All right, but I have to tell you, if I found Mambo empties, that would be a serious breach on my job site. I'm a construction contractor right now, and you know the economy's not good.
No, well, I know that, and I want to talk to you about that. You're involved in the construction of commercial as well as residential properties, right?
That is correct, and I can tell you that... business is very difficult. We've got a couple jobs that we're doing right now. We're doing a commercial business park. We've got two tilt-ups we're doing right now. And we're pouring cement. We've got four slabs. We've got to pour tomorrow for four new homes that are going to be going in here and go over the Corona area. But Mambo empties, I've never been one who wants to see that laying around. So.
Okay, well, you mentioned Mambo empties. Is any other empty?
Any kind of empty, but Mambo, if you see Mambo empties, that means your crew is, there's a dissatisfaction level, I think, that's even worse than maybe what you had imagined, too.
Because it's malt liquor?
Well, it's malt liquor, but it's Mambo is a, Mambo malt liquor is a cut above, I guess you'd say, I'm not a malt liquor drinker. In fact, I hardly ever drink now. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, you are?
Yes, sir, I am. And so you can tell that if I see a Mambo empty, I get very put out with my crew.
Well, nobody wants their people to be drinking on the job, but you're working outdoors. Do some of these guys drink beer?
A lot of my cement finishers will go and get their case of beer, and I tell them, okay, go ahead, you can do it, but I don't. I would rather not see malt liquor. And not for any racial. A lot of people think, well, because blacks drink malt liquor or tend to drink malt liquor. No, that's not it. malt liquor just tends to have a higher concentration of alcohol, and Mambo, the name Mambo is a colorful name, but it sounds like it packs a punch that they probably put more alcohol in it than they tell you. So I get worried about Mambo, and when I drank, I was a malt liquor drinker, too.
Oh, you were? All right. Well, I can understand, sir. I'm sorry to hear that you've had that kind of problem in your life. But how long? Do you mind if I ask you how long you've been sober?
Yes, sir. Knock wood, I've been sober for a year. Just had my year birthday yesterday.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Thank you. And so when he said, bump, you know, when you said get the Mambo empty, I knew there was something wrong with the kid.
All right. Let me just get back to the world according to, because you've got some stories that you want to talk about with us tonight, right?
Yes, I do, sir. The first story I want to talk about that I thought would be interesting to talk about is a lady who just had her breasts enlarged to 38KKK. And they have now been declared the biggest boob, the biggest boob, the biggest boob, boob. It's hard for me to say the word, you know.
Well, what is the story?
The lady just had her. I got it out the first time. God, why can't I say it now? Oh, why can't I say it now?
She had her breasts enlarged.
Yes, sir, she did.
Oh, okay. And did you say 38 triple K?
38 KKK, yeah. And I thought that was funny because when I heard that she had her...
Well, is there a word you can use that's... I don't know. Why can't you say the word?
Yeah. Well, I'm very devout Christian, and I've been sober for a year. I used to be able to say the word all the time when I was, you know, speak of the devil when I was doing Mambo shots, even not doing Mambo shots, but I was doing, you know, 40 ounce. But I can't say the word now.
What if we called them?
I could say melon.
All right, it sounds a little I don't know.
Well, it's the only word I can say.
All right, say melon then.
So she had her melon in hand.
You mean her melons?
No, I can't say that word. I can only say melon.
Are you telling me, Mr. Bozell, you understand we're on the air right now?
I do, sir.
All right, and you're telling me that you brought in a story about a woman having a breast, large breasts, and you can't say the words breasts, and you can't say boobs, you can't even say melons, you can only say melon.
Yes, sir. And it's because I'm a very devout man, and I've had a lot of... I don't want to be tempted by the devil because of what I've seen. And when I was doing Mambo, and I could say that word all the time, and not just say it, but I'd want to take my head and put it, you know.
All right, I understand.
But I've tried to be good now because I don't want to lose my wife for the third time. She walked out on me three times before.
All right, so the woman has had a massive breast job, 38 triple K.
Yeah, and the thing that I thought was funny about that is 38 KKK is like the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, is getting its melon enhanced, you know. That's what I thought was funny about that.
I don't get it at all.
But shut up, okay?
If that's that mildly retarded man...
Just get out of here. I have to agree with Bud, though. I don't get it either.
What don't you get?
That the KKK had its breasts enhanced?
No. Yeah. All right, well...
Why don't you just tell us the story in its own right? Maybe it's interesting that way.
Oh, so what I just said is interesting.
Well, I think it's interesting that she had 38 triple K breasts.
I guess the only word you could say is installed.
Installed? Yeah, okay. She had 38... What do you mean installed? She had a breast enlargement, 38 triple K. She's a 28-year-old Texas housewife.
All right, right there. Okay, that's the part. Now I remember what I wanted to say. She is a housewife, and she got a melon job like that? I don't think so. Can you imagine the man that she's married to? That's got to be the luckiest man that ever... Man, I would be very... I think it'd be great, Mr. Henry, if you would interview the husband of that woman that had the melon enlarged. Because I think that he probably is the luckiest man going.
Well, her name is Sheila Hershey. She traveled to Brazil to get her last procedure. Apparently, she's had 9 operations to get her up to this size, which took her from a FFF to a KKK.
Yeah, the three F's. Yeah, that's the other part, the three F's. She had the three F's.
What are the three F's?
Well, you can't say one of them, but three F's are fat, F-word, and ugly. Those are three F's.
Hershey...
You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that, no. Hershey from Houston said, to me, big is beautiful. I don't think I have anything to worry about. She's now in the record book for having the biggest breast implants ever, according to Britain's Daily Star. So what did you want to say about this?
Well, just that any woman that goes out and has a boob... any woman that has a boob...
Just say the word melon, or melons, or whatever.
I would rather say... I don't think because I'm a Christian I can't say the word berg. Please let me say it. Please let me say it.
Look, why don't we move on to another story, Steve, okay?
Oh, no, I want to say it. I want to say it because people think that Christians are uptight, and I want to show that I'm not. I saw Ted Haggard on TV, and I think he's a courageous man coming out and saying that he loves to have sex, even though he likes it with a guy. It shows that Christians do like sex. And I just want to be able to say, bray.
Say it fast. She had a blank enlargement or blank enhancement.
She had a breed. She had a breed.
Okay, we got to get going.
All right. Can I just say a prayer? Just hold on for a minute.
A prayer.
Yeah, hold on. Please, God, let me say the word. Please let me say the word to show that not all Christians, Ted Haggard, even though he wants to do a man, amen. Yeah, Phil, this lady down in Texas had a brag. This lady down in Texas had a boom.
Complete the sentence. Just say it.
Okay, lady down in Texas had a bird job. Job.
She had a burn job. All right, well, you got close. What's next?
Well, we can't just keep going. Somebody got to make a decision here.
We're going to move on to another story. I can't listen to you stumble over the word boob or breast any longer, and it sounds creepy when you say she had a melon job.
Man, okay. Even though I told you I was in a mambo.
Even though you told me you had a malt liquor problem, yeah. And congratulations that you're sober.
All right. The other story is that Miley Cyrus has been accused of taunting and mocking Asians by making a slant-eyed poses in a personal photograph with her friends. A snapshot of Cyrus, best known on the Disney Channel now as Hannah Montana, and friends posing with an Asian friend, and they pulled their eyes sideways. That's what they did to make it look like they're China, they're from China or from an area. And I think it's a little hypocritical when she says that, and yet I've heard songs that make fun of her dad. And if you know about the song that he did called Achy Breaky Heart, Mr. Henry?
I've heard the song, yes.
Okay. They did a Chinese version of it. Was Achy Blakey Heart. And I think it's hypocritical to jump on her when you let her dad get away scot-free.
Well, he didn't do it, though. It was a satire done by other Americans who were not Asian making fun of the song sung by a Chinese guy.
Well, but still, how come she's getting all the heat and Achy Blakey Heart was number one on the, that wasn't number one, but I mean Achy Breaky Heart was number one, but Achy Blakey was the song they did to make fun of Chinese people.
Yeah, but the people that did that song are just like Miley Cyrus. They're European Americans mocking Asian and Asian American people. So you say Achy Blakey Heart or her pulling her eyes back, the whole point is, the story is, the theme here is, how funny is it just kind of regurgitating all that old humor? And, when you're pulling your eyes back, isn't that the same as puffing out your lips if you're trying to look like you're black? Or
making your penis smaller if you're trying to be white? Well, isn't that what that is?
You know, for a guy that can't say breast, man, you just jumped right out with that one.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm hitting home with some things, but, boy, Mr. Henry, I think you're,
Yeah, what is he, hitting too close to home?
Will you shut up, hitting too close to home?
Yeah, that's the way that you make fun of a white man, just talk about, that.
Well, I don't know how you do that in a joke, but I suppose...
Well, you just walk around. Let's say you normally walk around with a sock in there. if you want to do a joke about it, take the sock out. And then everybody sees it.
All right. Well, listen, Steve, that's very interesting, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. Are you going to have me on back? Are you going to have me on back again next week or anything like that?
No, we've got other people that are lined up. But I do appreciate you being on the show tonight.
All right. So just to recap, I'm an alcoholic. I used to drink Mambo Malt liquor. I can't say boom, you know, that word.
No, but you can say melon.
Yes, but I can't say the plural.
Right.
And a lady had a boo, she had a melon job, and then Miley Cyrus she's being made fun of. Her old man did the song Achy Blakey.
Right. That's fantastic. That's one of the best worlds, according to, we've ever done.
Really?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't ever want that guy on a show again. Do you understand me?
I mean, a guy, he's an advertiser.
I don't care if he's an advertiser. Bull crap, he's an advertiser. We ain't got no construction contractor. Coming up, we've got, now I wish these people were advertisers. It's the Dr. Green Thumb Report. We'll be telling you about some of the finest stashes of dope being pulled off the street and right into the incinerator. And also, more news on bail and the stimulus package. 1-800-449-8255, Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Cameron Heights Emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose at the school with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. Please come. I think we're dying. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Good adjustments.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Time for the Dr. Green Thumb Report. Tonight, swimming's governing body praised Olympic champion Michael Phelps on Wednesday for his public apology after being photographed inhaling from a marijuana pipe. As a citizen, Michael Phelps displayed inappropriate behavior, said the FINA in a statement. Now, that's
the swimming people?
Yes, that's probably the swimming thing.
But it's no S in that.
Well, it's some kind of a French thing. It's swimming in French. FINA. The Federation of Intergalactic Under... I don't know, man. How about the Federation of Intergalactic National Aquatics?
Yeah.
Anyway, it said that his sincere regret and the promise that... Will you shut up, man, and let me do this? But his sincere regret that the promise that such a situation will not happen again, for a photographer, that is, are sufficient guarantees that this great star will continue generating respect and appreciation to all fans of our sport around the globe, except those who smoke marijuana. They will stop supporting him and not cheer for him anymore. The 23-year-old Phelps apologized to fans and sponsors this week after the British tabloid News of the World published a picture taken during a November house party at the University of South Carolina. Whoever took that picture and sold it to News of the World made a lot of money, probably a very close, deep, personal friend of Mr. Phelps, who doesn't care whether he gets arrested and disgraced for the rest of his life. And for that, they paid, what do you think they paid the guy, $5,000? If you got $5,000 for that picture. Boy, some people, give me your phone number, man, because I've got... Anyway, in a case that could cast suspicion on lawn ornaments everywhere, authorities say they have busted a drug ring that used ceramic donkey statues to smuggle $1.5 million worth of marijuana into the Los Angeles area. Why? Because ceramic donkey statues are huge in Los Angeles, the only city in America that just loves ceramic donkey statues. Man, they're coming in by the truckload, the busload, the carload, and a whole lot of weed. At least 15 people have been arrested in connection with the scheme to ship 1,800 pounds of pot in 200 concrete burrows discovered last month in a shipping container at the Port of Long Beach. Because the taste of homeowners in Los Angeles is so bad, marijuana is getting smuggled into this town at an all-time clip. Ceramic long donkeys. Did I say long donkey? I meant lawn donkey. Yeah. The marijuana was found hidden inside the hollowed-out decorative lawn statues, which stands 3 feet tall, weigh 100 pounds, and look kind of, you know, funky. The operation involved nearly... I'd rather have a lawn gnome or like a lawn Mexican. I'm kidding about that, but hey, what's the next step?
Yeah, if they had a jockey, then a donkey.
Yeah. Anyway, the operation involved nearly a dozen federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Nearly a dozen local, federal, and lawn donkeys. God almighty. What waste? There it is. There's waste. A dozen federal, local, and state law enforcement agencies trying to keep the smokable herb out of Los Angeles, and they're going through lawn donkeys, man. All right. In other pot news, despite investigating a report of an illegal power connection discovered $364,000 in marijuana, deputies investigating the report of an illegal power connection discovered $364,000 worth of marijuana in a grow house in North Fort Myers, Florida. Lee County Sheriff's Office deputies found the weed in the house. The guy's busted. That's where it's at, man. You can really get popped with that that whole power usage thing. You know, there's two of you living there, and you're using enough electricity to you know, power like one of the skyscrapers in New York. That's a bust.
Phil Hendry.